You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the art of well-being. Living each day with mindfulness, being self-aware, emotionally balanced, calm, and hopefully happy. But sometimes that can be difficult if you're living with a chronic illness. So there is a doctor in the Ann Arbor area who's created a special program for that, and she joins us now, Janet Greenhut. Thank you, Janet, for joining us.
Thanks, Lisa.
And she brings with her someone who participates in those workshops, Adele Hammond-Sass, a local artist in the Ann Arbor area. Welcome to you as well.
Thank you, Lisa.
Let's begin with, what is the ultimate goal of the workshops, which are called Living Well with Illness?
Well, Lisa, the ultimate goal is to help people increase their self-awareness and understanding about what it's like to live with a chronic illness. And one of the questions we ask people within the workshop is, can I be ill and happy?
And can you?
Well, we believe it's possible for that to happen. It's not necessarily an easy thing. It takes a lot of work improving mindfulness and getting people to think about what it actually is like to live with a chronic illness and how it affects a person's life. The workshop is actually split into three sections that we found helps people really get in touch with what it's like in their life to live with a serious chronic illness. The first section of the workshop is we invite the participants to tell their story. And we have people split up into pairs. Each person gets to tell their story, and the other person in the pair listens to it, not in a conversational way, as an active listener, somebody who affirms the other person's story and listens very attentively to what they're saying. Also, while the person is telling their story, they're actually drawing out a timeline, what we call an experience map. So they talk about their illness story to the other person, and while they're doing that, they draw a timeline on a piece of butcher paper, and they mark off specific times where there were particular events that might have occurred, such as when they developed symptoms, when they first went to see their doctor, when they were diagnosed, what it was like when they were told they had their illness. And they also write on this piece of paper the feelings and thoughts that they were having at those particular times. And we found that this process is very powerful, that people with chronic illness don't very often, if ever, have a chance to do something like this. People in their lives, even close friends and relatives, find it very difficult to listen to somebody tell their story like this without trying to jump in and fix things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they don't have the opportunity to tell their whole story, what it was like, even the bad parts, because people don't like to hear that, you know, especially people who are close to the person with the illness, because it makes them feel afraid that something bad is going to happen. But that really prevents the person with the illness from expressing what their experience is and how they feel about it. It's not that good. We get very good feedback about this whole process.
One of the things that a timeline or the experience map does is also put in perspective what else was going on in someone's life, so that they may have been diagnosed with that illness, but they may have just gotten married a few months before, or maybe their mother died, and these other things are happening at the same time, their child's going off to college. So your life isn't just about disease or about, you know, these are all things they're experiencing in real time. And that has implications as well.
So there are benefits to putting it out there and having somebody else listen to you. Just listen. Like you said, don't try to fix it. Just let me say everything that's happening going on.
Right.
What are the benefits?
It frees people. It helps people own their own story. They get an opportunity to practice telling the story in its entirety without interruption. And that gives them the confidence to, for instance, tell that story to their doctor. And doctors, for the most part, aren't interested in these details.
Like the emotions that you're going through?
Right. They're interested in your biological body. And the person with the illness the illness affects their entire life.
Yes.
You know, they can't separate their life from their illness. Doctors aren't going to have time to hear the whole story in one visit, but maybe over time, I think it would be helpful for patients to be able to tell that story to their doctors.
So that's the first part of Living Well with right. Illness Workshop. What comes next?
The second part is when we ask people questions, specific questions about how illness affects their life, and we ask them to write down their responses, short responses. And the questions are things like, how does your illness affect your relationship to the physical world? Mm. For instance, in someone who has MS, if they're having trouble walking, a trip down the block might be difficult. That's a big change in a person's life. We also ask, how does your illness affect your relationship with time? We ask them about changes to their relationship with friends and family. That can be all over the place.
Again, it's a matter of getting it out, acknowledging it, and experiencing it. Maybe that helps with your self-awareness of what's really happening to you if you're dealing with a chronic illness.
Exactly. We call that the lived experience.
The lived experience.
Mm-hmm. Of illness.
Now, Adele Hammond says, what kind of artist are you?
My primary media is jewelry and metalsmithing. But my background is as a painter, and I draw.
Part three of these workshops is you.
Yes, I'm really excited to work with Janet and Ryan because it's given me a chance to bring in the open studio process, which I'm a trained facilitator in. It's a creativity process that uses various media. Usually in this context, we do drawing. It enables people to see how they use their own creativity, which they're doing because as part of the workshop is also about recognizing where we're resilient and learn to accommodate our way in the world. And when we do art, we're using another part of our brain, and it gives you a chance to explore ideas that might be coming up or feelings that might be coming up during the workshop.
So art is just another way to go through the experience of dealing with a chronic illness.
Right. The person who inspired us, Javi Carroll, who's a philosopher in England, did some of these workshops of her own. She found that there were some people who had difficulty verbalizing their experience. Mm-hmm. But when she introduced artwork, that was another way to help people express what they were feeling and thinking.
Where do these Living Well with Illness workshops take place? Are there more coming up soon?
Yeah, they are at the Crazy Wisdom Bookstore Community Room, and there's one coming up on Sunday, May 20th, and we have another one scheduled there on Saturday, June 30th.
We'll put all the links to that on our website, WEMU.org. And thank you, Dr. Janet Greenhut and Adele Hammond-Sass, for sharing this information, Living Well with Illness workshops taking place right here in our own community. Thanks for joining us on Art and Soul.
Thanks very much.